Leanne Rimes can't fight the moonlight.
So, reporter Mark Jones interviews career advice expert Sailor Taylor Phillips at recent FEP Inspiring the Forest event.
I'm here with Sarah Taylor Phillips, the member of the Forest Economic Partnerships Education and Skills Subcommittee and also founder of Career Voyage.
Hi there.
What was the FEP trying to achieve with this day?
We were trying to show young people what amazing organisations and what amazing jobs are on our doorstep. People don't know the organisations that literally are just around the corner from where they live, and we've got large organisations, we've got small organisations, and there's lots of jobs that you wouldn't even know exist. And that's what we're trying to do. So what we've had today is an interactive, I wouldn't even call it a careers fair, I'd call it a careers festival, where we've had companies, all sorts of companies from all different industry sectors, showing kids kind of what they do. So we've had the Speech House here with their chef. They're talking about, you know, cooking food. They're talking about costing menus. They're also talking about Instagram as well. We've had Newspace from Lydney, and, you know, the jobs that are there, there's a huge amount of jobs there. There's personnel jobs, marketing jobs, but there's welders. And what we can do is we can just show kids the wealth of jobs on their doorstep. What we're trying to show young people is that you can start as an apprentice, or you can start somewhere and you can kind of work your way up in these organisations. So there was a number of apprentices here who are now senior managers. And I think the other thing that we're trying to get kids to do is explore careers. I took my group of children around five sectors, and some of them weren't interested in one company, but they were more interested in another company. But I think with careers, it's really good to see what you don't like, because that really makes you more curious about trying to find things you do like. And that's part of what we're trying to do today. I think the other thing is employers are looking for young talent. They're looking for their future workforce, and that's why employers are here. So when they're talking to young people, they are thinking, you know, would I like to employ this person, or would I like to give them work experience? Or young people who need to do work experience as part of, you know, their school curriculum, or as part of the Duke of Edinburgh, actually can ask these companies for work experience. There was a number of kind of sectors. So the sectors that I took people to was, I took them to manufacturing, and that was Newspace. And basically they make containers. I didn't realise. I thought they got containers that were made already, but they make them kind of from scratch. Huge business with various functions. So there was that sector. There was forest adventure sector. So that's working in the outdoors. And there's a huge amount of roles in the, you know, outdoors now. When, I don't know, teachers are speaking to children, or when parents are speaking to children, they're not talking to them about being tree surgeons. They're not talking to them about being, you know, fitness instructors or outdoor instructors. But there's a huge amount of money, you know, a huge amount of money in that, a big career in that. And if you're an outdoor instructor, you can earn a couple of £100 a day. I mean, how great is that if you don't see yourself in an office? And lots of these young people don't want to be in an office. So, yeah, it's really exciting. What other sectors were there? Accountancy firms were here, Hartbury Agricultural College were here, and lots of people were interested in agri-tech. They weren't my sectors, actually. I didn't go around those today, but engineering, a couple of great engineering companies here. Vesarion are doing such exciting things on the sustainability front. They've got graphene in concrete, which is making it more sustainable. They can do 3D, I don't know what it's called, 3D or 4D building, which is just extraordinary. They're making clothing. They're working with Superdry and other exciting companies. Yeah, it's kind of all here on our doorstep. Who'd have thought it?
And Dean Radio was here running a workshop as well. I don't know, you've got to see that though, did you?
Didn't get to see it, and I would have loved to see it. How engaged were the kids with that?
Oh, it was fantastic, actually. Really good energy and enthusiasm. I mean, some of them were very shy. Some of them were very outgoing. It was really quite refreshing, actually, to see. So how would you evaluate the day?
Oh my God, we've been planning for this day. We were supposed to have an event in March 2020. Oh, what happened then? We had a big, you know, global pandemic, so it never happened. So this event it's changed quite a bit from, you know, what we were planning in those days, but it's been a complete success. So yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. And it's really about connecting future talent with employers and, you know, we've done that. So I'm sure this is the start of those conversations, really. So the young people that were here were in year nine, but it was a really good time to catch young people because they're really interested in some of the activities that, you know, are taking place. And as I say, they've seen lots of things today and it'll be percolating in their brains. And they'll just, what happens with careers is you often, you know, do the career that your parents did or things that your parents know about or your teachers told you to do. But today they've seen a whole host of different things that they can do. So it's really exciting. The world's their oyster and it's not doom and gloom. There's a lot of hope. There's a whole lot of work to do there. And I'm really passionate about that because the loaded question, what do you want to do? I mean, speak to a lot of adults and they don't know what they want to do. And careers are a random set of experiments sometimes. So you don't need to know what you want to do. You go and do something and then you'll find out and explore and discover what you want to do in the end.
That was Sarah Taylor Phillips, the career guide.